producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good Friday morning, TGIF. If you remember that, I'm kind of dating myself a little bit. Good morning, good morning. I am Leon Francis, your host for the Common Sense Club, right here on Flag of Family Radio. The call-in numbers are, as always, to join the conversation, 855-217-76, extension 2, gets you live on air. Extension 1, you can leave it all on the rant line. And what I want to do today is I ask my listeners to call in and tell me what's on your mind this morning, 855-217-76, extension 2. And as always, I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. So I'm also going to have a conversation with Rob Port later on. Rob Port, Say Anything blog. We're going to talk about the hot political news across North Dakota. Get his perspective on it. And Say Anything blog, that's Rob Port's domain, has a host. I mean, if anything you want to know about North Dakota politics, go to sayanythingblog.com, and there you go. Also going to speak with the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum, to discuss the news of the day. From the left and from the right. So I guess a couple of things that are on my mind this morning, and I put this up on my social media, a question. What's the difference between a right, R-I-G-H-T, and an entitlement? Is there a difference? Are the terms interchangeable? I'm asking you this question. Because last night, and folks that know me, there is a group called Philosophy for All. It's a Fargo-Moorhead group. And what happens is, you get a professors that come in, and most of the time they're from like NDSU or Concordia or MSUM, and they come in and you know, they speak in these big airy terms, and there's a big discussion, and it's on a variety of topics and this and that. And I want to encourage, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to start doing this. To a lot of my, especially my social media friends and my Common Sense Clubbers, I want to start inviting you guys and gals to these events because I think a lot more common sense is needed. Last night I was floored, blown away. Let me set it up for a minute. I'm just going to take one segment and talk about this because you got to keep in mind that these are the folks that are shaping the future of our country. And once I tell you about this, the discussion last night, you'll understand why I am very, very concerned. So, normally I go to these things, and the professors, I automatically know. I don't think I've ever been to one of these where the professor was a conservative or even moderately on the right side of thinking. They were always extreme socialist, and admittedly so. Now, the guy from last night, he's got two books to his credit. He is a professor at NDSU. His name is Dennis Cooley. Now, when we walked into the discussion, when he opened up, and the discussion is this. The right to life is nonsense on stilts. That's how we open up the discussion. That's what he says. And I'm like, wow, here we go. So he opens up the discussion by saying that there's strong opinions about his opinion. As a matter of fact, at the last presentation he gave, he told us, the discussion group, that Betty Grandy called him an idiot and another name that I can't remember. And when he opened up with that, I said, you know, if Betty Grandy called him an idiot, then I would tend to agree with him, because Betty Grandy is a commonsensical type of gal. And then I saw what she meant by that. Holy buckets. These are the folks that are shaping the young minds. And there were several young folks in there, a couple of attorneys, some professors. I mean, this is a diverse group. And when I sit and I think about the fact that this is what our kids are being indoctrinated with. Now, we started off talking about, you know, the right to life. And Measure One and that sort of thing. And it wasn't a surprise to me that he is anti-Measure One. Not surprised at all. Not in the least. But then he started talking about rights and entitlements. And he used the terms interchangeably. And it got me thinking. So you know me, I monopolized, I mean, this is like a 3-hour discussion, I probably monopolized about a third of it. I couldn't even let him go on with his spiel. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, what are you telling me here? And I would have loved, and I am going to start on my social media posting this kind of stuff. These events, because I would have loved for someone like Matt Evans to be sitting in that discussion and start talking about negative versus positive rights and the rights. These people are nuts, man. I'm telling you. And the reason that the abortion crowd has such a loud voice. And the reason why they can speak like, you know, Harry Yale or Harvard eggheads, like they are enlightened, is because, and the only way their theory works, and I told them this, is because they take God out of the equation. There is no God. You have no rights. You have no, and throughout this discussion, I'm trying to wrap my brain around where he gets his. Locke, in his opinion, is an idiot. You have no natural rights. God cannot give you rights. And as a matter of fact, he says that the right to life is pretty much nonsense, because after you're dead, no one can make you whole again. Therefore, life is not a right. And I'm scratching my head. And I said, well, wait a minute. What about the broader society? I mean, don't they have an obligation, especially if we're talking about natural rights and that sort of thing, to protect your right to life, even if you're not there to enjoy it? And he says no. And he says that basically everything that we have are entitlements. And they can't be granted by God or Gaia. There are no natural rights. What are you talking about, Leon? You're nuts. You're a nutcase. And it just left me scratching my head. And when I brought up the fact that you can't just take God out of the equation, he basically says it's like the invisible man on the stairs. There is no guy there. It doesn't matter how you describe him or attribute attributes to him. There's nobody there. But he said, even if we were to take that theory and run with it, he says that if you die, if someone kills you, basically, someone takes away that entitlement to life or whatever, then you go on to another place, a better place, then your right to life has not been altered at all. As a matter of fact, you were pretty much given a boon to a one-way ticket to this better place, and unbeknownst to him, I recorded the whole thing, and I have a propensity. I'm going to clean up the audio and put it on my social media, and I just want the Common Sense Club out there to listen to this and tell me if you're not as concerned as I am that this is the type of tripe that goes into our kids' brains. One, that there are no rights. You have no rights. Period. There's no natural right. There's no God-given right. Everything is an entitlement. The problem with this is, with entitlements, they have to be granted. And if government grants you your entitlements or your rights, they can also take them away. Entitlements are legislated. That means a group of eggheads sit around and kind of dictate what your rights are. And keep in mind, he's using these terms interchangeably. Rights and entitlements are interchangeable. There's no difference between a right and an entitlement in this guy's opinion. We'll discuss that at the bottom of the hour a little bit more. But when we come back, Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum, news from the left and from the right. Ah, man, liberals, they make me crazy. We'll be right back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. I am Leon Francis, your host of the Common Sense Club. And speaking of common sense, we've got Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum on the line to talk a little common sense. I want to see where they're at on a couple of issues, so I want to welcome them both to the Common Sense Club.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I want to start off by asking, I'm going to throw this to Ellen first. Have you heard that the CDC blames budget cuts for the failures, their failures to, you know, contain Ebola and that sort of thing? But they gave $25 million out in bonuses. How does that grab?
Well, I don't have a problem with bonuses if people really do good work. I think that it's an incentive and should be considered employee compensation. However, I think the press has been negligent on both how the CDC and NIH spends their money. Now, I'm not saying they spend it incorrectly, but I think the public should know how the budget breaks down.
Okay.
You know, I totally disagree, right? the reason I totally disagree is I see that in every agency in this town. And you've got people that are getting bonuses while the programs are breaking down. And the fact of the matter is you get it going from the, you know, what is the fish of the fish rots from the head up, from the head down, rather. You've got a situation there right now where they haven't even got any common sense from the leadership. And why would anyone be any of those people get any bonuses when we've got a major disaster of health proportions that we've never seen in this country for many, many years? So, I think it's a disgrace. $25 million, I'd like to see where all that money goes to. I don't want to blame the press. Why can't we go to the source?
Well, the press is there to hold their feet to the fire, I would think. And I would love to know what they consider to be bonus worthy. I mean, if we're sitting here and we're looking at the fact that what they were set up to do is happening right now, and there are breakdowns everywhere. I mean, a total failure in my humble opinion. So I would love to know, you know, what do you need to do to get a bonus around there? Because obviously it's not adhering to your job description. Ellen?
Well, you know, I just have to say, look, there's so much wrong about the way we've handled Ebola, from not helping the infrastructure in Africa to not giving proper guidelines into how these people should be suited up. But that's problem one. Problem two is ignoring other viruses that are happening across the country and in the Caribbean.
I agree. And what was the one? Problem. Is it chikungunya, isn't it, Ellen? What is it, chikungunya?
Yeah, chick for short. It's called chikungunya. In people over 40, 45 years old, the symptoms can last for years. Not your ability to catch it or give it to somebody, but your symptoms can. Over 750,000 people in the Caribbean have gotten it, and we hear zip in the press.
I've heard, this is the first I've heard of this. That is unreal. Wow.
And there's been 113 people who have died with the virus. Now, we're not sure that they didn't have, like, heart disease, and then they got the virus, and that kind of pushed them over the edge. But we do know that of the people who have died in the Caribbean, 113 have died with the virus in their system.
Wow. another point I want to ask you about, well, and we've been talking about the Ebola outbreak. Some folks are saying it's not an outbreak. Some folks are saying we're making too much of it. I guess that'd be my last question on this subject. Blanquita, do you think that we are making too much of this? I've heard that, hey, it's only a couple of people. This is not an outbreak. You know, we need to calm down.
Well, we don't know. That's the problem, because we didn't exercise good precautions before. We're doing it maybe not so much in panic, but trying to protect, especially in the area of children and people that were on those planes. They have a right to be protected, but I don't know. I mean, maybe when we learn how to deal with it better and see how many people honestly are affected from that exposure, and maybe we take care of those nurses and hospital workers at the beginning, we won't have to go through this nonsense.
Right. Ellen, do you agree?
I don't. Actually, this one, you're not going to get a whole lot of disagreement from me.
Okay. Good deal. That's common sense right there. All right. Okay. The second thing, I don't know if you heard, last night, on Mark Levin's show, he was talking about, you remember the whole dust up about the, weapons of mass destruction over there in Iraq and that sort of thing. Well, they actually found the weapons of mass destruction way back when, chemical warheads, that now ISIS has in their control. So,
well, yes, but if you really read between the lines, there are statements from Bush administration officials who were available at the time saying that Karl Rove told them this was old news and we're not going to make a big deal of this.
Yeah. And I guess that's
one
of my...
I don't think it's old news now that ISIS have got... I don't care whether it's Bush or Obama or who. I mean, at this point, again, it goes to the politics of what is right and what is wrong, more than right or left. And I think it's pretty scary that we have to deal with this now, and it potentially will be in the hands of ISIS.
And I remember, you know, everybody saying that Bush was a warmonger, there's no weapons of mass destruction, and that sort of thing. So to hear, and everything that I've heard is, this was Karl Rove's baby, to downplay the fact that these weapons were there. We actually guarded them. And I think there were a couple hundred tons of these weapons, and they were moved, we tried to keep it quiet when we were in the battle so that the insurgents wouldn't, you know, go after them and that sort of thing. But they were actually there. And it was downplayed by the Republicans, Karl Rove. I just think that that's nuts. And what do we do? Do you think that the media coverage of that, and I haven't seen a lot outside of Mark Levin, do you think that the media coverage of that story has been sufficient?
Well, honestly, there's so many things to cover. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, you can barely keep up with breaking news of such magnitude that they all deserve the headline breaking news.
I agree. Do you think that something else that's been concerning, and I don't think I've heard this anywhere else, it's just the way I think. When I hear Obama say something like, you know, we're going to have SWAT teams whenever we have like an Ebola patient, we're going to send out SWAT teams to make sure everything goes accordingly. Does that scare you? Does that give you cause for concern? I'll throw this out to Blank.
What do you mean
first.
By that?
Does it give you a cause for concern? We're going to have to discuss this on Monday. It concerns me. And I need a little common sense, so I'm going to ask you guys that. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Right here on Flag Family Radio, broadcasting from not so sunny Southside Fargo, 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. We're going to talk to Rob Port from Say Anything Blog in just a bit here, but I want to ask you to tell me, where am I going wrong? Do you think that there's a difference, and what is the difference between a right and an entitlement? And do we have rights if there is no God? I'm asking you that because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, the way it seems to me that academia is socially engineering our kids is to take God out of the equation. As a matter of fact, As I'm thinking about it, you take God out of the equation, who steps in to fill the void? Government. Think about it. Government. I mean, if we were talking about the three G's, the elitist academia wants to replace the old God or Gaia or God in nature with government, with one G, the big G, big government, the Leviathan. To me, it blows my mind. And we're going to discuss that later on. Right now, I want to talk to my guest. Welcome, Rob Port of Say Anything Blog of Fame to the Common Sense Club. How you doing, Rob?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd call it fame, but I'm doing pretty good.
Man, you're getting shout-outs from Sarah Palin. So, yeah, you got some fame going on there.
Yeah, well, that's only because I knew Sarah Palin back when I was a little kid and used to ride the basketball bus with her.
Really? Oh, good deal. We got to talk about that later on, man. That's pretty awesome. But you get a shout out from someone like Sarah Palin, and I've been following Say Anything for a very, very long time. You get national accreditation and accolades, so you're being modest there, man.
Well, thank you very much. I work hard, and it's nice when people recognize your work.
Good deal. Hey, all right, Rob. I want to get your take. I mean, I've about the Kramer, Jack Seaman, and Center race, and I've heard a lot of folks saying a lot of things. I want to get your opinion on one of the debates. Who you think are doing? Who do you think is doing the best in these debates? And two, what do you think of the candidates overall? I mean, just take your political views, you know, from the right side of thinking, but take those out of the equation and just on the candidates, how they present themselves, just Rob Port's take on that.
Well, if we take policy considerations out of it and we're just going on how the candidates present themselves, you know, I really think that Kevin Cramer and Jack Stephen are doing a good job. You know, I think we all know Cramer at this point. He's a very gregarious sort of guy, very friendly, very willing to talk to anybody, very open. And I think that finds him a lot of credibility in the state. I think that when people view their politicians as being evasive or thin-skinned, which I think was maybe Rick Berg's problem when he was running that 2012 Senate race against Heidi Heitkamp. He always seems very uncomfortable, whereas Cramer seems very much in his element. I mean, he seems to, you know, genuinely enjoy talking with people, even people who disagree with him. And, you know, I think that really buys him a lot of credibility. Jack Stephen, on the other hand, clearly has a very good grasp of policy and is really doing it credit. I mean, usually people sort of see third-party candidates. You know, Jack Stephen, of course, is the Libertarian Party candidate. See third-party candidates as being sort of not very serious. And I think Stephen proves that wrong. I don't think he's probably going to win, but, or even get, you know, much, you know, more than 5% of the vote. But I think certainly he has proven that, you know, it's perfectly okay to allow those sort of candidates into debates and things like that. And he's done a good job. And he's got a level of support out there. The guy who really sticks out as a sore thumb to me is George Sinner, who just doesn't seem comfortable. I mean, you listen to his radio interviews, you listen to you watch his television appearances during the debates, and he's uncomfortable. I mean, he seems uncomfortable in his own skin. He seems uncertain of himself. He doesn't seem to have that much of a grasp on what he's talking about, and he always seems sort of irritated too that he's being asked. Answer questions. I just don't think he comes off as somebody who voters are going to like. And you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we're not voting for somebody to invite over to your dinner party. We're voting for someone to go to Washington, D.C. and make policy. So what sort of policy that they would support, what sort of, you know, policy that they would make is really what matters. But likability matters, too. And if voters don't like you, then you're probably not going to get elected. And I think what voters are finding out is that George Sinner doesn't come off as that likable a guy.
Okay, that's fair. And I've heard and seen him in interviews, and I got that impression, too. That was my whole overall feel of Sinner. But and I also want to ask you something else. You had a blog posting a couple of days ago, and it's, how far off message Ryan Taylor is. Can you explain that blog posting to us? Just kind of open it up and give us the nuts and bolts of it, how far off message Ryan Taylor is.
Yeah, well, basically Ryan Taylor is running a campaign, obviously it's incumbent Doug Goring, and it's for the Ag Commission seat. Well, the Ag Commission, Fish and Agriculture, obviously that's, you know, deals with agriculture policy, but also deals a great deal with energy policy, given that the Ag Commissioner has one seat on the Industrial Commission, which regulates oil and gas development in North Dakota. So I would have expected, and certainly I did earlier this year, that Taylor would have been talking about oil development issues, oil impacts, rail delays, housing issues, you know, the impact of energy development on agriculture. There's a lot of issues there worth talking about. Instead, Taylor has been talking about student loans. One of his first ones, once we got into the sort of the red zone of the election season after Labor Day, suddenly Taylor's talking about student loans. And the only two television ads he's run so far have focused on turnover in the Ag Commission office. Now, I'm not saying that you know, turnover isn't a perfectly legitimate issue to go after, but we're operating in a media environment. I mean, there are 8 initiated measures on the ballot. Some of the measure committees are spending millions and millions of dollars on campaign ads. This is a very dear environment. So a candidate like Taylor is only going to have so many shots to present his argument to the public in a mass media form like a television commercial. And the two commercials he's done is focused on this turnover issue, which I don't think most voters care about. And as a matter of fact, in North Dakota, I got to think that a lot of North Dakotans are probably experiencing the pretty high turnover rates at their places of employment as well, if they're not the sort of person who hasn't already left their job for a better job created by the oil industry or the oil boom in the state.
Right.
So, you know, I think Taylor is sort of the issues he's choosing to attack Boring on is certainly there, it's not what I would choose to make the centerpiece of my campaign.
Okay. Overall, Democrats in this state, how strong do you think that their platform is in this election cycle? I did read a posting of yours, and it said that they were pretty much catering to the young demographic and a lot of the social issues that resonate with the younger demographic and trying to get out the vote in the college campuses and that sort of thing. What do you think about the Democrat message overall in the state of North Dakota in this election cycle?
Well, I think you're right. Democrats are very focused. I think they're very worried about the turnout on the college campuses. And I think in the past, that has always been very key to Democrat victories. It's sort of their strongholds, especially in Fargo and Grand Forks, is that, you know, we because North Dakota has such, you know, in the past has had such loose voting laws where basically, you know, no ID required and, you know, you just have to be in the state for 30 days to vote. We had a lot of people who maybe weren't entirely, you know, North Dakota, you know, what most people would consider North Dakotans, because, you know, they were living in a dorm room for 30 days before the election. But they're really from Minnesota or Wisconsin or something. And now they're voting in our elections and voting to the left and skewing those elections towards Democrats. Well, the voter ID laws have changed. I mean, you now have to have a stated ID, and that ID has to reflect your current address. I think they're afraid that might depress the student turnout, for better or worse. As far as what their message is, you know, I thought it was interesting. Earlier this year, there was a sort of a question and answer debate forum hosted by the Chamber of Commerce, a policy event hosted by the Chamber of Commerce in Bismarck. And we had one part of it was a Democrat Party Chairman, Bob Ballou, a Republican Party Chairman, Robert Harms, and then the executive directors from both parties. And the Democrats were asked, you know, why can't you find any candidates in Western North Dakota? They basically admitted it is very hard to be a Democrat in North Dakota right now. And I think the problem is that, you know, the Democrat brand is really right now defined by Barack Obama, nationally. And that is very, very unpopular here in North Dakota. And Democrats, in order to win, have to first, you know, but before they even, you know, begin to think about competing with Republicans, first have to overcome the deficit that Obama liberalism puts them in with most North Dakota. And that's a very difficult thing to do. And I don't think that they've done it very well. You know, I think, you know, the polling shows and SanityPlot.com is going to have some of its own polling coming out. And I think it's going to show some pretty wide leads for Kevin Cramer over George Sinner, a pretty decent lead for Doug Goring over Ryan Taylor. And I think even Ryan Rauschenberger is going to have a decent lead over Jason Aistrup, although I expect there's probably going to be a lot of undecideds yet in that race because of Mr. Rauschenberger's issues. But, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, in the tax commission race, if Democrats end up losing that race, they'll have lost to a Republican who spent a month of the red zone of the campaign season in rehab, and they still lost.
And that would say a lot. That would say a ton. Hey, Rob,
I think it would say a lot about just where they're at.
Hey, Rob, can you give me a couple of minutes on the other side of the break?
Sure.
Okay, good deal. We'll be right back with Rob Port and your phone calls right after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
I like that guy. We got two voicemails to get to before I get back to my guest, Rob of Port Cheney Thing Blog fame. But before we get to that discussion, let's roll those voicemails.
Yeah, yesterday my wife had a doctor's appointment, and just a routine thing. And the first thing they asked was, have you been to West Africa lately? Second thing they asked was, have you been to Texas? So if they're concerned about people going to Texas, I'm thinking healthcare workers, they probably know something we don't know.
Ah, good point. Let's roll the second one.
Hey, this is Barry from Meech Grand Forks. I understand now murder is not illegal. We don't have a right to life.
And I tend to agree. And if you weren't privy to my earlier ranting, last night I was at a discussion, Philosophy for All. And the discussion points were whether you have a right to life. And in that context, do we even have natural rights, or are they entitlements? And then the professor used the terms interchangeably, rights and entitlements, and the way he was presenting his arguments were one and the same thing. So that's what that caller was referencing. I would love to get Rob Port's a take of that, but I got one other Say Anything blog posting I want to ask you about first, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get a phone call from the Measure 5 people?
I did not get a phone call from the Measure 5 people, but one of my readers did and sent me a recording of it.
What do you think about, what does that say about this measure that, you know, they are hiring an outside, obviously an outside contractor to call into North Dakota, and their talking points, the folks that they hired to call, they're not very versed on North Dakota issues. How do you think that's going to play in this election cycle? How do you think that's going to play on the minds, hearts and minds of North Dakotans?
Well, I don't think it's going to do the pro Measure 5 people any favors. You know, the people listening to this, you should go to sayanythingblog.com and listen to the audio, because it's, first of all, it's hilarious. You'll get a chuckle out of it. But second of all, it's kind of sad. I mean, you would expect that somebody calling, telling somebody else to go vote on something would be able to explain to people what that something is. And in this case, it's really funny that the telemarketer calls and says, you know, hey, we're urging you to go vote on Measure 5. And the guy, and then he describes Measure 5 as the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. And the guy receiving the call says, well, what's Measure 5? And the telemarketer says, well, I can't tell you. I moved past that part of my script and I can't go back. He then asks, well, you know, how is this going to keep our water clean? And he says, well, I don't really know, but I could direct you to a website. And so it's just kind of funny, like, you would think that those are pretty normal questions that people would ask. Like you get a phone call and somebody's like, hey, go vote on Measure 5. Like, I think it's reasonable to ask, if you don't know, well, what's Measure 5? Well, what's, you know, it says clean water. How's it going to keep water clean? Like, these are reasonable questions. And the people telling you to go vote on it can't answer it.
The thing is, I think
it speaks volumes.
And I think it does, too. But I also think that especially when you get these really progressive initiatives, they don't expect the folks that they are asking to vote for, you know, whatever it is. They don't expect them to have any common sense. They expect them to hear clean water and unicorns and cotton candy and say, absolutely. I mean, who could be against that? I think they count on the low information voter. And I listen. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think we played the audio on this show yesterday. I'm listening to that and I'm like, wow, those were pretty basic questions that any North Dakotan would be able to answer. Yet this guy couldn't. And not only that, he says, well, I moved past that screen. Are you kidding me? It was comical, and it's a little troubling, because there are folks out there that would go, absolutely, I'm going to vote yes on Measure 5 just based on, you know, the frilly unicorn nature of it, period.
I think that's definitely something the anti-Measure 5 people are worried about, is that the ballot language is very much in favor of the pro-Measure 5 people. I mean, people who might be showing up on Election Day and don't really know much about Measure 5 are going to read that it's the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment and think, wow, I'm for clean water and clean wildlife and clean parks. I'll vote for this. Not really understanding the a lot of the fiscal impacts and a lot of the impacts it could have on other policy, like education funding, the case for tax relief. We're locking up a pretty significant chunk of money.
Right.
And the pro-Measure 5 people say, well, it's only 5% of oil tax revenues. Except that, really, it's a much larger chunk of the oil tax revenues that are left over after we already dump a bunch of money into the legacy fund, into the, you know, the funding formula for Western North Dakota, into all these other pots that the legislature has set out, we're going to add another pot to the end of the line, or actually to the front of the line, and it's, that's going to be difficult because, you know, it's going to decrease the amount of oil tax revenue that's left over that we can use for education, or we could use as leverage to lower or maybe even eliminate some taxes. You know, it's a problem, and right. Legislators, if this passes, you know, well, legislators are scared.
Hey, Rob, that music means that we're out of time. I would have loved to get your opinion on something else, but we're going to have you back on. Rob Ford, Say Anything Blog. This is the Common Sense Club. Stay tuned for L. Scott Bow and Todd Mitchell.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.